his friends. We are continuing our previous shiur. We were discussing the status of Geirim. Are Geirim called the seed of Avram? We saw the machlokas between Rashi and the Rambam, that according to Rashi, Av Hamon Goyim means that Avram is the father of all the Gentiles. And according to the Rambam, no, Av Hamon Goyim means Dafka the Geirim. That's who Avram is father to, but not to all the Goyim. So Rashi has a more broad interpretation of Av Hamon Goyim. And we discussed the Resh of Avram and the Yud of Sarai, that they were, the Yud was removed, the Resh of Avram remained, and Rashi. So now we're going to continue. I hope you heard the previous shiur. Now we're going to continue. It's just a hemshech, a continuation. I like to break up the shiurim into smaller pieces, bite-sized pieces, so to speak. And again, this is based on the wonderful Merkeves Yecheskel, the Rambam, in the 10th parak of Hilchos Matnas Aniyim at the beginning, writes, V'chayev manu lizer mitzistaka yoyser mikol mitzizesh yitztaka simon lizer tzadike zer avram avinu shenemar ki yedati v'lamana sher yitzave v'en kisa yisrael miskoinein elam mitzistaka. We have to be very careful with the mitzvah of tzedakah, more than all the other mitzvahs that say, because tzedakah is a sign for the tzaddikim, the seed of Avraham Avinu. It says, ki yada'ativ, that I know you, l'man asher yitzava, that you're going to command your children to go in the derech Hashem. And ve'en kisei Yisrael, and the throne of Israel, is only miskonein, is only established b'tzedakah. So vaday, when the Rambam writes that chayev an elizar mitzvah tzedakah, he's including geirim. And therefore, he says that the siman letzadike zer Avram, that that's called, they're called, the geirim are called zer Avram, like we saw in the previous shir, that that's shitas harambam. Hanoder mi zer Avram, aser begeirim. If you make a neder about the seed of Abraham, you're aser also to get hana from geirim. So when Avram here says, when the Rambam here says, that we have to be careful about tzedaka because this is a siman for the seed of Abraham, that includes the geirim lefi das haram, so too it's lahedia. The Rambam at the end of the Chasavodim mutter le'evet kenaini lavo le'evet kenaini beforech af bishadin kach midas chsidus v'darkei achoch mishiyodam rachman v'roi deif tzedek v'leich paralo al avdoi v'en achzorius v'azus mitzuya le'begoyim ha'areilim avol zarish al avram avinu v'em yisrael sheshpilem ha'kadosh baruch hu tovis ha'toyra v'tziva b'chugim v'mishpatim tzadikim rachmanim heim ala kol. So it's permitted to serve your Evid, to make your Evid Kenaini work very hard. So that's the Ikar Adin, that's the primary halacha. But Midas Chasidus, the right way, the Darkei Chochma, is that you should be merciful, you should run after Tzedek, and you shouldn't make the yoke too heavy on your Evid. And cruelty, and Azus, and brazenness is only mitsuya, is only found by goyim who have the foreskin. You don't find that by Jews. The seed of Avram, and they are the Jews, v'hem Yisrael, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave them the Torah, and he gave them chukim and mishpatim tzadikim. They are merciful on everybody. So, the Rambam writes that only v'goyim ha'reilim are not considered Zera Avram. Everybody else is considered Zera Avram, which means geirim are included in Zer Avram. So he holds like the Rush that Geirim are included in Zer Avram. Av Hamon Goyim means the Geirim. And he is their father and they are his seed. Ad Kan, at Shitas HaRambam, the Goyin, Moreinu Reb Chaim HaLevi, Soloveitchik in Hilchos Mila, learned B'Shitas HaRambam, that we pass in Ladina that Mila's Doicha Shabbos is only Tmeya, is only that Mila's Doicha Shabbos is only if his mother, the mother of the child, is Tmeya Tumas Leida. And therefore Yotze Dofen, a child who's a cesarean section, he wasn't born in the normal way, his milah is not doicha Shabbos. Nevertheless, even if his mother is not tmeya tumas leida, he should still do the bris milah on the eighth day. That's the way the Reb Chaim learned in the Rambam, that milah is only doicha Shabbos if imos tmeya leida, like the Gemara says. Nevertheless, there's still a din of eighth day for a child whose mother is not tmeya tumas leida for a yotzei dofen. And the Rishon already asked on the Rambam, Ayin Shem B'Raivit, Shereima Shelo, Doicha Shabbos, is because of the Drasha Smuch, and we darshan in Shabbos 135, that it says, V'yom Shmi Yimol, and it says, V'tema Shivas Yamim, so her Tuma is connected to the eighth day. So therefore, since we have Dechias Shabbos in this Pasuk, V'yom Hashmini Afilu B'Shabbos, and when do we do Yom HaShemini Afilu B'Shabbos? When Yom HaTumeah Tumas Leida. So Mehecha Teisim, Rabbi Rambam, Dr. Rambam, that there's B'chal a mitzvah of Bris Milah on the eighth day for somebody who doesn't have, somebody whose mother isn't Tumeah Tumas Leida. You want to say that only if it comes to Dechias Shabbos, it's not Dechias Shabbos. If the mother is not Tumeah Tumas Leida, because it says V'yom HaShemini Afilu B'Shabbos, and it has to be that his mother is Tumeah Shavas Yamin. There has to be Tumas Leida, that she gives birth in the normal way. But if it's not on Shabbos, then you have to do it on the 8th day. Mechitesi. But V'yom HaShemini Yimol, the 8th day, is only if she's Tumeah 7 days. Shtar Kakash in the Rambam. The Grach was Mechadesh, then Milas Shmini. When the mother is not Tumeah Tumas Leida, does not learn from that pasuk of Yom HaShemini Yimol B'Sara Lasa, that in Parshas Tazria, but rather, it's learned from our parsha, from Munzer Parsha, as they say in Spanish, from Lech Lecha. Uben Shmainas Yomim Yimol Lechem Kol Zohar. That Yisrael, Jews, are no less than Bnei Keturah, that according to Shittas HaRambam, Chayovim B'Mila Ledoros Mikoha Chayosim Zer Avram. So just like Bnei Keturah have to do Bris Milah, Ledoros, their Zer Avram, so too we do. When? Uben Shmoinas Yomim, Yimolachem Kol Zohar. The eighth day. So Zokt Reb Chaim, that Rambam has a different makor for the eighth day. Not Shabbos 135, but rather Genesis 17, 12. Uben Shmoinas Yomim, Yimolachem Kol Zohar, that applies to everybody, even if it's not Teicha Shabbos. But it still has to be done on the eighth day. Moreinu, the Chazon Ish, is Tamea. Shalafize b'bnei Gerim lo yadin milas shmini b'yotzei doifin. Because by Gerim, you can't say that there's Zer Avram. Zer Avram is only the biological seed of Avram. Gera, not the biological seed of Avram. So you don't have the pasuk in Bereishis in Genesis 17:12. All you have is the drasha of Imo Tumeah Tumas Leida, Tumas Shivas Yamim, then B'yom HaShemini. That pasuk tells us only if the mother is Tumeah Tumas Leida, but let's say she's not Tumeah Tumas Leida, then you have to come onto the pasuk in Parshas Lech Lecha. But the pasuk in Parshas Lech Lecha doesn't apply to Gerim. So it come out, says the Chazon Ish, that if you have a ger whose mother, as he is gives birth, Yotzei Dofen, is not Tumeah Tumas Leida, you don't have to do the Bris Milah on the eighth day, because they're not Zer Avram. However, based on what we said, it's not true. Shittas HaRambam, Gerim are called Zer Avram, because they're Avamon Goyim, and Zer Avram are one. And Memela, they're like, you can use the pasuk in Parshas Lech Lecha. Al Zer Avram, you give them Bris Milah on the eighth day, even if their mother is Tumeya, Tumas Leida. Even if their mother is not Tumeya, Tumas Leida. V'roi lizboinim b'chol ha'omer mibchinas tikun ha'deus v'yishur ha'maisim. It's fitting to look at what we learned in a lamdisha halachic sense from the perspective of fixing our attitude and straightening our deeds. Because the Chorot's Pasha, that it says, Lo'ikar lo'ot Shimcha Avram, Ba'ai Shimcha Avram, Ki Avon Wayne Mitzaticha Zlamal Yusa. That Avram is Misalim from now, and he's Misraimim. L'madrega Yoyser Gavoa, he's higher than he used to be. You're not anymore Avram, you're Avram. Because you're Avram on Goyim. So Bishlam L'shitas Rashi, it's very good, because until now he was only Avla Aram, and now he's Avla Kol Olam Kula. But according to the Rambam and the Rush, that Avram on Goyim was only said about the Geirim. So now there's a Tzimtzum. Now he's no longer the father of Aram. So he's losing out. There's a contraction. So we have to understand. So it would appear that just like the expansion of the abos, of the fatherhood of Avram Avinu, was in Maila on one hand, the tzimtzum of Abahut, the contraction of his fatherhood, is in Maila on the other hand. His spashtus, his srachavus of his avos is in Maila, and also the narrowing of his avos is in Maila. And they both come from the same place, as we're going to explain. The dag of Avram without the hay. The darga that Avram reached was such that even from the outside you can connect to it. So Anshe Aram b'Geyusam, since they were in the place of Avram Avinu, they were Mushpa from Avinu, and he's their father. But the Madrega that Avram Avinu got to in his Mila, his Halach Lefan of Yatamim, is such that without being prepared to be Misgayer and be Nishtane, you have to Ramish change. You can't connect to it. So those who are Mamish Aram, they're in a Sviva. And are no longer Shaykh to him. Because now it's only if you have a Bris Mila. And Arams don't. On the other hand, even those who are far away can come. Like we say in the High Holy Days. So who adin zaro mamish? Haraim zaro mamish. That they're mamish his seed. They're the seed of Avram. In other words, all you have to do is have a bris mila. You have to change. So on one hand, originally the Bnei Avram were mushba from Avram, so they got to be Bnei Avram. Avram, Avram. So now, on one hand, he's no longer their father. He's no longer he's only the father to the Jewish people in the Geirim. But you can be Mitztarif now. Even if you're far away, you don't have to be in his Sviva anymore like he used to be when he was just the Avram. So it's also a Maila. This Tzimtzum is a Maila. The Espashtus of his Avos is a Maila. It expands to the Geirim, and that Tzimtzum is also. Because it no longer applies to Aram, but now anybody can get it. It says in the Pasuk, Deuteronomy 7:7, Ki atem ha'ma'atmi kol ha'amim. Popularity is not necessarily a sign of honor. Sometimes, it's the opposite. A lot of people aren't popular on social media. It doesn't necessarily mean that they're such special people. V'hameivin yavin. Ki atem hame'at mikol ha'amin. Numbers isn't always so significant. V'zeh l'shono b'sefer yashar. Hamiyuchas l'Rabbeinu Tam, Shari Yad Aleph Yadanu Ki Abori Echad Vanevroim Rabim, B'Choshir Yichku Anevroim In Abori Yirbu, B'Choshir Yakarvu Yimatu, Kasher Anafim Rabim V'Ikar Echad, B'Choshir Yichku Anafim In Ha'Ikar Yirbu V'Yistargu, Kola B'Choshir Yikruvu Yimatu, Alkei Nimtzu Arishayim Rabim Kfi Rochkam In Abori V'Atzadik Imatim L'Fikim In Pnei Kirvasim L'Ikar. Rabbeinu Zeh Tzarech L'Adim L'Shtadu B'Maisa Atzedek L'Yosmei Ha'Ma'atim. So you have a bush or a tree. So the higher up you go, the more branches there are. The lower you are, the closer to the source, the fewer branches. So too, those who are close to God are fewer, but they're closer to God. So try to be around those people. So the harchava is shows Hashem's ma'ila. Now he's bringing the geirim close. He's the father even to the geirim, and also the tzimtzum is a ma'ila, because no longer do you have to be in Avraham Avinu's place to be mushba from him. You can get the hashpa, you can be connected to Avraham Avinu even if you're not in his place. So it's also a maila. The tzimtzum, the contraction, is also a maila. Now anybody can come and be close to Avraham wherever you are. In the psicha to the Sefer Chut Mishulash, which was published by the grandson of Reb Chaim Volozhiner in Oskutin 39, he writes as follows: Maimer niflo me adoni zikni hagoin rashki behagma arach zatzal debri hamichil deparis b'shalach al posik zekeli ban veu lozor minayin atoimer shiras shuvchal yamad shlo reicheskel b'buzi v'chol anavim shenemar behem uviyad anavim adame uksiv niftuchu shemayim v'ra maris aloikim. Biluach uksiv zekeli. Ugam ala Iravram shall say Tamutzraim, Shem Yugarim, and Egidi Hutsa Israel, Kinwas and Zal Shifcha. Ulfima Shem Hazal, Germe, Venokorish Yaka, Shano Yakoloima, Ashani Venokorish, Shano Yakoloima, Shanish Balavisenu, Nimsha Gem Lomar Lokea V, Achenem Zekeli, Yhusa Israel Lomar Elokea V, Vimaxu Velokea V, Hilavaka Zekeli, and Wormisha Kai, so Kulam Perakaram Royal Lokea V, Vikam Zekeli. Hendicta Kasilom Zekeli, but Hilor Tishnesu Ganashim Ramaz, Smeridic. On one hand, says the Mechilta, that a Shifcha al-Yam sword Yecheskel didn't see, because Yecheskel just had a Dimyam. It was a Dimyam, it was a Mare. But here by a Shifcha, it says, Zekeli, this is my God. It was much more clear. But why do they have to come on to that Jerusha? Why can't they say that the Zekeli was only said by the Jews? Why only by the Shifchas? Why not the born Jews? So the answer is that it says in the pasuk first, Zekel, this is my God and I will glorify him. The God of my father and I will exalt him. Why not start with the God of my father? If it was talking about only Jews, it should start with the God of born Jews. It should start with only the God of my father. Because that was first. But the fact that it starts Zekel, it means there are two classes. There are people who can even say Zekel. Even the Shivchas, even the Erev Rav, Zekel, this is my God. They look at him themselves. And then Elokei Avi. Because a Ger doesn't have, like it says in Bikur Perek Aleph Mishnah Dalet, a Ger doesn't say, read the Parshas Bikurim, because he can't say Asher Nishba L'Avoseinu, because they're not his Avos, the Avos. But he can say Zekeli, this is my God. So it starts Zekeli first, Zekeli. It's one group. It wasn't said by everybody. Otherwise, why not start Elokei Avi? That's really where that's first. That's chronologically first. No. First Zekeli, even the Shivcha, and then Elokei Avi. Those were the born Jews. However, the Rambam in the fourth paragraph of Koran Alecha Gimel Paskins that a ger is maybe v'kore, he can say l'avoseinu, because avgo avgo imen nisaticha. So that's there went the vort of Reb Chaim Volozhiner. The gerim also could have said, the shivchas also could have said, the erev rav also could have said Elokei Avi. So why didn't they say it first? So b'pshitas we can say that the shivchas also said Zekei Elokei Avi. But they first said Zekeli. because they converted because of their own recognition. So first for them it was Zekeli and then Elokei Avi. Or we can say that we're talking about Shivchos who aren't Gerim. They're Mamish Shivchos, they're Mamish Gentiles. So the Gerim can say Elokei Avi, like the Rama Paskins, but Shivchos can't, because they're not even Jewish. Rambam Paskin, that's why. So it's first Zekeli, even the Shivchos, even the non-Jews. And then Elokei Avi. And then those who are descended from Avraham Avinu, including the Gerim. According to the Rambam. The Rambam Paskin, Tanuchos Manas Aniyam, in the 10th parak, Halacha Yitzayin, Tzivu Chamishu B'nei Beisu, Shaladim Aniyam, V'yisom Mokam Avodim. Udo L'shtamish B'el V'inu B'Avru, Yitzchak Yaakov, V'nuchos B'nei B'em Zerecham. So you know who should be in your house? Poor Jews. Orphans, widows. Nebuchs, but Jewish. Better that they're benefiting from you than non-Jews. Lachora, Avadim also have tefillah. Like a ger, they're chayv and Mrs. Kiisha. And they're also in Luchor included in Zerah Avram, like Gerim. And the Rambam says, better them than Zeracham. Why are Avadim Zeracham? They're also Zerah Avram. They're also Miyuchas Tavram. So the answer is that it's only a ger that's Mizmar Gair Lutzono. He's going to be called Zeracham. Like we see in the Rush, that we mentioned the previous year in the Dharm, that Avam Muni given Saticha. A shout out to the fact that Avraham Avinu was the first of the Gerim. And he's called a Ger, he's called in the Gemara in Sukkah 49b, Bas Nadiv. Bito Shal Avraham Avinu is called Nadiv. His Nadivus was that he converted to recognize his Borei. So the Avodim and Shvachos, that their Geris isn't Mikoch Nidvas Halev, they just need a Parnasa. So they're not included in Avam Moin Gim Nisaticha. That's why Kriyas Yamsuf, the Shvachos, first said Zekeli, because they can't be, even if they convert, even if they were Tovel L'Shivchus, and they're Chayiv in certain mitzvahs, but since it's not coming Nidus HaLev, they can't say Elokei Avi. They can only say Zekeli. So if they're shvachos and they're not, they didn't become shvachos because they recognized God, they just needed a living, so they can't say Elokei Avi. So we have a pshat in Reb Chaim V'Lajiner. The Yegeira might be lefi the Rambam, Zer Avram, but only if they do it meritzonim. Nidvas liba. And that doesn't apply to shvachos, and therefore for Zekeli, they saw it on their own, and then Elokei Avi. Those are the first, the people who don't have Elokei Avi to say. They said the Zekeli, the Shvachos, they were from. Anyway, we learned Varim Niflaim, and there's a lot more to say on this, so I'm hoping Hashem should give us life and health. We should be Zoyche. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved.